AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Ooh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy. It's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
In this fast-paced world, how can two busy women generate enough content to fill their weekly podcast? The answer is simple. By dabbling in the dark arts. Each week, armed only with a Ouija board, a microphone, and a complete disregard for the safety of their own souls, Charlie and Zoe conduct a mind-bending seance, recording conversations from the beyond for your entertainment. We'll hear sensational snippets from distant dimensions, from strange and unexplored universes, and from the ghouls that haunt the most terrifying locations in the UK, within a 10-minute drive of Zoe's flat. This is Seance Cast.
Season 2!
Episode 8, The Airport.
Hello and welcome to Seance Cast. I'm Zoe, and this week we were supposed to be recording the final episode of the season at the International Horror Film Festival in Romania. We've got an exclusive invitation to the premiere of the latest installment of the Ghost Cops franchise, Ghost Cops 4, Four in a Dead. However, thanks to a massive storm, we have instead been sat in the departure lounge at Heathrow Airport for 37 hours.
And I'm Charlie.
Charlie sounds muffled because she's wearing all her clothes to keep her bag under the weight limit. She's brought 17 outfits. We're going for 2 nights.
Always be prepared.
At least take the socks out of your mouth.
What did you say?
And the toothbrushes out of your ears.
I'll die before I pay for hold luggage.
Death might be closer than you think.
Who's this wizened old lady?
I don't know. Even though there are loads of free seats, she just sat right next to me like a man on the night bus.
If you get on that plane, you'll never make it home.
You're right. They're probably cancelling the return flights too.
I'm talking about a flight with no return.
Sorry, do you work for the airline?
No, not exactly, but...
Well, can you give us some space then? I'm wearing 4 pairs of trousers and I'm feeling crowded.
I'll see you later, when you will both be late. As in... be late, if you get my meaning.
Go away!
Oh, I'm freaking out. I've never spent this long in one place. I'm like a shark. I need to be constantly moving. Also, I love sushi, and given the chance, I will bite a man's leg.
I've found being stuck in the airport quite an enriching experience. I've read every single book in W.H. Smith's. Check this out.
Think Yourself Rich by Howard Dollars. And how's that going?
When we came into the airport, I was £350 overdrawn. After I'd read this book, £359.99 overdrawn. But it's an investment. Mark my words, by the time we get out of here, I'm going to be loaded. Oh my God, look at those two creeps.
Zoe, how many times do I have to tell you? Twins exist in real life. They weren't invented for The Shining. Oh. No way. We know those creeps.
Do we?
Put your glasses on. Those aren't generic spooky twins. They're Toby and Tobias.
Our nemesis. The co-hosts of Boyance Cast.
For any listeners who haven't been harassed by their incredibly irritating targeted ads, Boyance Cast is a complete rip-off of Seance Cast. It should be illegal, but serious lawyers aren't interested in getting into podcast litigation.
Which is crazy, because litigation is the only way you could make money from a podcast.
Every week, these two unbearable idiots host a seance in a new location where they use a Ouija board and a microphone connected to a doorbell to collect scenes from the beyond.
Now explain ours.
I just did.
Plus, they're really patronizing. They act like they're so brilliant and we're so stupid just because their dad knows the devil. Well, my dad has three friends who went to prison for indecent exposure.
Three?
Yep.
That feels like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Were they all doing it at the same time?
No, on completely separate occasions.
And this is his primary friendship group. Where's he meeting these guys?
Shh, Boyance cast have spotted us.
Zoe, Charlie.
Toby, Tobias.
Way off to then. Not the International Horror Film Festival in Romania for the premiere of Ghost Cops 4, Four and a Dead.
What does that strapline actually mean?
Not now, Charlie. Yes, that's exactly where we're going. How did you guess?
Oh, our dad got us tickets. He knows the devil.
Ugh, and what does the devil have to do with Hollywood movies? Actually, wait, I just heard myself say that. Forget the question.
We're going to wait for the storm to clear in the VIP lounge. See you on the flight.
Not if we see you on the flight first.
You probably will, because by the time you board, we'll be sitting right at the front drinking our second glass of champagne.
Well, we're sitting next to the toilet, so unless you have very strong bladders after all that champagne, you'll be seeing us before and after you piss.
Okay, stop now.
All right, look. When we get to the festival, we're going to want to spend our time schmoozing and boozing with the big film bigwigs. So why don't we set up the seance now, and then you can go get me a snack.
Why am I on snacks?
I'm wearing 6 t-shirts, 2 jumpers, and 4 coats. You think I know where my wallet is?
Fine. Let's do the incantation.
Spirits at the terminal gate, your flight is leaving, don't be late. Though you're shedding flesh and bone, please grab us a big Toblerone.
Now get me a sandwich.
Hello? Hi, is everyone okay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Well, we've crashed right in the middle of the Amazon rainforest. What are we gonna do?
Nobody panic. We hadn't hit dinner service before we hit that flock of birds, so we've actually got plenty of bread rolls, pretzels, tiny little bottles of bad wine.
And all the dead bodies we can eat.
Sorry?
I'm just saying we can, you know, eat the dead bodies, you know, if we have to. Only if we have to.
Well, no, I don't think it's going to come to that. A big passenger plane goes down, it'll be a week, I mean, maybe 2 at the very worst.
Yeah, and plus, the in-flight entertainment system is still working, so we can watch all the biggest box office flops from the last 10 years.
Not only that, there's a huge grove of mango trees right over there, and a fresh water stream. Look, I hate to say this, but if we had to crash anywhere, this place is ideal.
Right, okay, so should we split into groups? Maybe some of us can build shelters, some of us can start a fire.
And some of us can check out which dead bodies look, well, not the tastiest, but I guess, like, meatiest?
No. No one needs to eat a dead body. But the rest is a great idea. Let's comb through the wreckage for warm clothes and... So, what are you gnawing on?
Oh, this... It's nothing.
It's a hand. He's eaten a human hand.
Because we have to. We have to, okay? No one wants to say it, but the bread rolls are hard.
Please put the hand down. You don't have to do this. I can offer you chicken or pasta.
No, thank you. I don't like pasta.
Hello. Hello. Come in. Is anyone there?
Yes, Harta. This is flight 451. Do you read us?
We have your location. Survivors?
Oh, okay, great. A dozen? 4 souls lost.
Oh, come on, don't say they have souls. They're just fleshy husks now. It's not eating people, it's just nutrition. We need not grapple with our consciences.
The rescue mission is on its way.
Whoa! Yes!
But this mangrove looks quite thick to me. It'll probably take a long time for them to reach us, you know. We should at least prep the bodies for jerky, that's all I'm saying. There's a ton of salt packets and soy sauce sachets. Oh, we could actually get something really fancy going with flanks and olives. I don't want to do it, but we'll regret it later when the rescue team can't cut through this swamp.
Rescue helicopter ETA, 45 minutes.
Oh my God, this is such a relief.
Yay, I'm so relieved.
And we didn't have to eat anyone.
Yeah, we didn't have to.
I can't wait to sit on my sofa, crack open a cold one and tell my wife I love her. What's the first thing you guys are going to do when you get back?
Oh, I'm going to eat a guy.
That was quick.
Where's my snack?
What's that smell?
Chanel number 5, darling.
You bought perfume? You just told me you're overdrawn.
Bought perfume? No. I got a sample. Everyone gets a sample at an airport once per decade, then never washes their wrist, right?
No. What? Ugh. Gross.
Since I put on the perfume, people have been treating me totally differently. I was handed 4 complimentary oysters on the way here. I think I'm famous.
You were supposed to get me a sandwich.
Darling, we don't need a sandwich. We can live on gold leaf and tax evasion.
Ugh, I've been in the airport too long. My skin is oily, I'm drunk and wired at the same time. My hair is matted into weird chunks.
You look cool, like Dennis the Menace going through a divorce.
Worst of all, that crazy lady's still babbling away.
If you miss your flight, you will pay.
She's just talking about how hard it is to get a refund off a plane operator. I think you're overreacting. I'm going to go get your sandwich. Why don't you read one of these self-help books?
Think yourself positive, you big loser.
Hey! A roll up and witness the amazing flea circus now resident on Fido's furry back.
Look, Mummy Flea, a circus. Can we go?
Well, I don't see why not. We've already done our itching for today.
Tonight on the bill, it's Tina, Tom and Terence, the finest flying flea acrobats this side of Fleet.
Catch me! Catch me! Before you catch the plague from me!
I'm okay. Then look into the future with Madame Fleablet, the famous flea fortune teller.
In your future, I see blood.
Yay!
Meet Fred the Fly Flea, the world's strongest flea. As big as a fly, as strong as a man, if a man was the size of a flea.
I will now lift this paperclip. Oh, I think I pulled a tiny muscle.
And last but not least, the crown jewel of our traveling troupe, Eloise Fuiz, also the world's strongest flea, but this time emotionally.
Watch as I miss my only daughter's first day at primary school without shedding a single tiny tear. Look closely as I endure the opening sequence of Pixar's Up without feeling in any way moved. And observe my stony expression as I think about how the band kept playing as the Titanic sank. The water was so cold, their tune so sweet, and yet I do not feel a thing.
Heloise, what made you this way?
Ah, mon chéri, my story is long.
In brief, if you please.
I grew up on the back of a fairy rat with 7,000 brothers and sisters. When they died in a freak power washing incident, my parents were distraught. On that day, I swore I would learn to keep my emotions under control and teach all fleas to do the same. We fleas, we feel too much and don't feel too little. But if we learn to control our emotions, we cannot be destroyed by anything at all!
Oh, there you are, Fido. Right, time for your flea treatment.
Except for that.
I'm back!
What are you wearing?
Oh, this little number? It's Dior.
Do you mean Dior?
Probably.
How did you afford a Dior dress?
Duty free, baby. Also, I stole it. I guess between all the self-help confidence and smelling like a property owner, nobody called me on it. I love the airport. I'm thriving. Maybe I'll stay forever.
Maybe you will.
I would move seats, but I physically can't.
Ladies, how's the seance going?
Not you again. Yeah, it's great. Why aren't you in the lounge with all the other lounge losers?
Nice one. Hit them where it hurts.
Actually, we're on the way to the gate.
But no flights are leaving because of the storm.
Oh, poor you. Look, no pleb flights are leaving. But Daddy called the devil and he lent us his private jet.
Romania, here we come.
Take us with you.
No way. If you come, we won't have enough chairs for our feet.
Zoe's invited, though. She smells like mummy.
Oh, get off. Stop sniffing me.
She sounds like mummy, too.
Shut up, Tobias. See you never, non-lounge losers.
Welcome to Wild Bites,
We do things a little bit differently here.
Really? Looks like a restaurant to me.
Ugh, can I say, I hate that you've listed the calories on the menu. It really ruins the meal.
If you prefer not to see calories on your menu, we do offer an alternative dining experience. It's our buffet, and it's just through this door.
Is that...
a lion at the buffet? Yes.
Why is there a lion? Has it escaped?
Oh, no, it works here. Would you like the buffet, madam? It's bottomless. Well, the lion tends to go for the glutes first.
So you're offering people either a menu that risks triggering eating disorders...
or trying their luck with an apex predator. Yes.
But having calories on the menu doesn't even help you pick healthy food. If you were choosing dinner based on what had the fewest calories, then you'd have the small bowl of chips.
Yes. And if the lion chose his dinner based on what has the fewest calories, he'd only have eaten one person today. But he hasn't. He's eaten two customers and a child. Here at Wild Bites, children are eaten for free.
Darling, let's just go a la carte. Buffets are always a scam. They give you small plates so you eat less.
No, we give you small plates because for some reason the large plates enrage the lion.
Fine, forget about the buffet. Can I just get this 200-calorie salad?
Oh, I wouldn't recommend it. You won't have the energy to outrun the lion.
But I didn't agree to the buffet.
You think we can contain the lion in one room? It's a wild animal. And what about you, sir?
Oh, my God, it's mauling that woman.
Exactly. In some ways, the buffet works better than calorie counting. She's just lost 25 pounds. 50 if he tears off the other arm.
Can't you just let people enjoy a nice meal out?
No. I'm afraid that here at Wild Bites, we believe eating should make you feel bad. Unless you're a man who likes steak. In which case, we would love to treat you to our Turbo Max Meat Hunter steak experience.
And what does that involve?
Well... through that other door, there are a range of perfectly seared steaks, but...
don't tell me. Under the table, there's an alligator with a machine gun.
No, we're not psychopaths. Under the table, there's a sweet Labrador who, in exchange for a morsel of steak, will give you his undying love.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. What do you want to do, honey?
Well, I want to do that, too.
Please, have you seen the calories in a steak?
Okay. Fine, I'll do the lion buffet.
Great! And did I mention every trip to the buffet comes with a free main?
On the lion.
Yes, on the lion. Just through here. Sir, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Is that a coffin?
Yeah. I thought you might want the leftovers in a box to take away.
I can't believe they're taking the devil's own private jet. It's so cool. I bet you can still smoke inside. I'm ready to give up and go home.
You must get on your flight. It is foretold.
I don't have to do anything. I'm glamorous, gorgeous, and maybe allergic to oysters.
Even if you avoid cursed flight 666 today, death will find you in the end.
That's actually a very negative attitude. Can I recommend a little self-help book called Think Yourself Positive, You Big Loser?
Wait, flight 666?
Yes.
Weren't we booked on flight 667?
Yep, definitely not flight 666.
Oh, what? To whom was I supposed to deliver an ominous prophecy, then?
Maybe to the guys flying in the satanic private jet with the number 666 spray-painted in 7-foot-tall letters on the side?
That does make more sense.
There it goes, taking off into the skies, soaring between the clouds, being hit by a giant streak of lightning, plummeting downwards, exploding into 1,000 pieces.
Well, they got what they deserved.
Charlie?
Welcome to our mandatory management seminar. Today we're going to focus on how you can use assertiveness to get the best from your team.
I'm so sorry, excuse me. Is there any way, can I just very quickly pop to the loo?
Absolutely not. See what I did there?
Denied someone their basic dignity?
Exactly, but I did it assertively, not rudely, and that's an important distinction. Now, can anyone tell me about a situation where they've been assertive with a junior employee?
I recently asked a colleague to stop stealing stationery.
And how did you open that communication?
Well, I asked him out for a coffee and...
Oh, dear. It looks like Caroline has burst into flames. How do we think we should deal with this attention-seeking colleague?
Quick, get a fire extinguisher!
Good answer, but no. Remember the difference between assertive and rude.
But she's on fire!
Call the fire brigade!
No, we're in a meeting, aren't we? So we don't want to disrupt our flow. Any other ideas?
Why are you workshopping this? I'm literally on fire.
Okay, I think everyone needs to take a breath now.
It's too smoky.
Now we've calmed down, I think this can be a real teaching moment. Caroline is trying to get attention with a tactic we in HR called spontaneous combustion.
Please, I need water.
So, if we use active listening, we might discern that this behaviour is the employee's overreaction to have been denied bathroom privileges earlier.
I don't know, she's really burning. Also, I think the carpet's on fire.
Okay, everyone's getting a bit distracted. Let's try something else. How about some trust falls? Darren, you pair up with Caroline. Try and catch her.
It's impossible. She's more Ashton woman. And now my hands are on fire.
I really think we should leave the room.
Now, that would be bad management. If you leave the room, it looks like you're backing down. For example, I was asked to stop doing this course and leave the building 4 weeks ago because participants were bursting into flames. But I calmly and assertively refused to move from this room. Does anyone have any feedback on that point?
HR has existed since the dawn of time and will long outlast human life on Earth. Everyone gets fired in the end.
Hiya, we've actually got this meeting room booked. But you know what? We'll just use the breakout space.
Can't believe we're finishing the season by just leaving the airport. It's such an anticlimax.
Yeah, but at least our enemies are dead.
Don't say that.
Fine. R.I.P. to Boyant's cast. Maybe we should ask the devil if he wants to do a project with us instead.
Nah, I wouldn't bother. He's busy with Joe Rogan.
Goodbye to you, crazy old lady.
It's not goodbye. It's just farewell. I'll see you again when the time is right.
Why? Do you live in the area or...?
No. I'm Death.
Oh!
Why did you think I had this cloak and this scythe and all these prophecies about people dying?
I thought you were just an airport weirdo.
The season finale is saved. We've got an exclusive interview with Death.
I'm not really supposed to talk to people unless I'm escorting them to the other side. So we could have a chat, but it will be your last.
Well, we do need something to round off the end of the season.
Not dying, Zoe. Come on, we don't care enough for that.
Fine, let's just go home. See you around, Death.
And see you around, listeners. Thanks for joining us on this adventure. Bye! God, I need a shower.
Not me. I'm never washing these finely scented wrists again.
Zoe!
You've been listening to Seance Cast. It was written by and starred Zoe Tomlin and Charlie Dinkin, with additional material by M. Humble. Featuring Jen Ives, Ellen Robertson, Malianne Reese, Jennifer Dixon, Namisha Odedra, Anna Long Brophy, Chris Cantrell, Sunil Patel, and Catherine Bond. It was produced by Benjamin Sutton and Andy Goddard. The executive producer was Claire Broughton. This has been a Daddy's Super Yacht production with Hattrick Podcasts. If you liked it, tell your friends, or three ghosts will visit you at Christmas and never ever leave.
If you enjoyed this season of Seance Cast, you'll absolutely love Boyant's Cast, the only podcast coming to you directly from hell.
It's 6 hours long and completely unedited.
I do miss Mummy though.